Listener Production.
Hi and welcome to your local news briefing. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A sunny day and there's warm weather on the way for our region. Rockhampton is heading for a top of 35, while 33 degrees is on the cards for Mackay and Gladstone. Making news today, Tuesday, December 6. Summer arrives with a vengeance. Court for accused Hamilton Island buggy driver and local hospitals pass 100 days without maternity services. Well, we had rain and temps in the 20s last week, and from today, parts of our region are now under heatwave conditions. Rocky is expecting 37 degrees tomorrow, warming up to 39 on Thursday, while temps in Gladstone and Mackay will hover around the mid-30s. The Bureau of Meteorology's Livio Regano says with the hot weather comes the chance of storms.
Depending where you are, all the way from the New South Wales border, probably up to Gladstone or so, all those places, we could get storms as early as late Wednesday, but it's unlikely. Thursday looks like the much better day for storms, and they could be severe. Too early to tell.
The husband of 29-year-old Marina Morgan, who was killed in a golf buggy accident on Hamilton Island, has pleaded not guilty to charges over her death. Robbie Award, also known as Robbie Morgan, is facing 4 charges over the June 20 fatality. He failed to appear in the Proserpine Magistrates Court yesterday when the case was mentioned in court for the first time. The matter was briefly adjourned so he could appear by phone. Shortly after, the 30-year-old formally entered a plea of not guilty to driving without due care and attention causing death. No pleas were entered for charges of using a mobile phone, failing to wear a seatbelt and ensuring his passenger was wearing a seatbelt. Those matters are set to return to court in February. And it's now been more than 100 days since Billawilla's maternity ward went on bypass and 150 since Gladstone did the same, according to the member for Callide. Bryson Head says it's adding pressure to Rockhampton Hospital and leaving mothers in remote areas of central Queensland in limbo.
At this point in time, the government hasn't made any announcement or any claims that they're even trying to get Billawilla back online. They're talking about Gladstone, but all we're seeing is talk and not action.
CQ Health's Chief Executive Dr Emma McKayan says despite best efforts, they've been unable to secure services of a replacement anaesthetic doctor in Billawilla, while timelines for Gladstone Hospital are linked to safe and sustainable staffing. Let's take a look at some sport now. Our region will be kicking goals next year as the Central Coast's soccer competition expands. A number of new competitions are being introduced to create more opportunities for Central Queenslanders to get involved in the game. In 2023, we can expect to see a girls-only mini Roos League for under 7, under 9 and under 11 players, as well as a girls league for under 13 players. A women's social league will also be introduced in Gladstone. And Mackay's local cricket competition is heating up as the season begins to wrap up. A top-of-the-table clash saw Walkerston defeat the Magpies on the weekend, surpassing the Pies' 194-run target. South Sharks remain at the bottom of the ladder despite their narrow victory over Pioneer Valley after they chased down the club's 118-run target and Brothers dominated Norths. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.